Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to continue in the third parak of Maseches Ma'aser Sheni, and we're going to learn Mishnayos Yud and Yud Aleph. So Mishnah Yud talks about the following. Halakuach b'kesem Ma'aser Sheni Shenichna. See, in the previous Mishnah, we spoke about that if you have Ma'aser Sheni stuff that became Tameh, whether it became Tameh outside of Yerushalayim, inside of Yerushalayim, Avatumah, Vladatumah, but now we're talking about not if the actual original Ma'aser Sheni became Tameh, but that you had Ma'aser Sheni money and you buy food in Yerushalayim with the Ma'aser Sheni money, and then that food became Tamei. So Machlokas, Yipada Rabbi Yehuda Omer Yikaver. Tanakama says you could be Poda it for money and transfer that Kedusha onto money. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Yikaver, once you've already been Poda it once, so now that food is the final product. You can't be Poda it again, so you just have to bury it. There's nothing you could do with it. If it can't be eaten because it's Tamei, so then you gotta bury it. The Bartanur explains, Yikaver, hol the nigmara mitzvaso, v'kana peros mimos ma'aser sheni, shuvlo yipada. Once you did everything you could do with it, you've already been poda the ma'aser sheni once for money, and then you brought it to Yerushalayim and you bought food with it. So that's every step that you're ever allowed to take with ma'aser sheni money. So now that it became tamei, you lost it. So Amar lo Rabbi Yehuda, l'cham say to Rabbi Yehuda, wait a second, what should be more chamur? The ma'aser sheni itself, if you have the actual original ma'aser sheni, or that which is like a klisheni of Ma'aser Sheni, I mean that which is only had Kedusha transferred onto it. Shouldn't the Ma'aser Sheni itself be even more chamer than that which had Kedusha transferred onto it? So ma in Ma'aser Sheni atz Moshe Nitmarei Nifta. If the actual original Ma'aser Sheni became Tamei, you're allowed to be poda it. So lekuach because of Ma'aser Sheni shenitma eino din sheyipada. If that which was only bought with Ma'aser Sheni money becomes Tamei, you would think that that would be more lenient, and then of course you should be able to be poda it. So Rabbi Yehuda says, no, amalem lo, I'll tell you that's backwards. Your logic is off, because you're assuming that the actual original Ma'aser Sheni always has to be more chamur than that which you bought with Ma'aser Sheni money. Not true. In Ma'aser Sheni atzmo, when it comes to the actual Ma'aser Sheni, shekenu niftar b'tahar b'richuk makom, if it's tahar, and regular Ma'aser Sheni produce that you just happen to have 100 miles away from Yerushalayim, you're allowed to be poded so they don't have to schlep it all up to Yerushalayim. You could be poded for money and just bring the money to Yerushalayim. And yet we know that same halacha does not apply if you bought food with Ma'aser Sheni money. If it's nowhere near Yerushalayim, you're not allowed to be poded, meaning once you bought food with Ma'aser Sheni money that was brought to Yerushalayim, you gotta eat it in Yerushalayim. So we see that we're more chamer. So when it comes to pidyon, Ma'aser Sheni itself is actually more kal than food that you buy with Ma'aser Sheni money. So maybe when it comes to this halacha as well, if it became tameh in Yerushalayim, Ma'aser Sheni itself that becomes tameh, you can be poda. That which was bought with Ma'aser Sheni money that became tameh, you can't be poda. Mishnah Yer Aleph is going to have three machlokos about something about an animal that's bought with Ma'aser Sheni money. Tzvi shalakacha b'kesav ma'aser umes. If let's say you buy a deer with ma'aser sheni money, and then the deer dies, meaning you didn't get a chance to shecht it, it dropped dead, so it's not kosher, it's a nevela. So you cover al yidei oro, you got to bury it, and the hide gets buried with it as well. Because a nevela, normally lekelav tashlichna, so you could throw it to the dogs, but the halacha is something that's kedusha, you're not able to throw it to the dogs, so you have no choice but to bury it. It has kedusha. Ma'aser Sheni. And the reason the hide has to be buried is because the hide of a Ma'aser Sheni animal, you're only allowed to use after you've eaten the meat of the animal, but the meat of this animal you're not allowed to eat, so therefore the hide has to be buried as well. Whereas Rabbi Shimon Omer Yipada, Rabbi Shimon says, no, you can still redeem it, even though after redeeming it, you're then just going to feed the carcass to the animals, because Rabbi Shimon holds that it's okay. You could be poda it because the other option is just to bury it. The machlok, then that's one machlok tanaim. Another machlok tanaim, lekocho chai ushchato vinitma. You buy a live animal with ma'aser sheni money, you shecht it, so it's kosher, and then it became tamei after you shechted it. Now, if it was alive, it couldn't become tamei because animals can't become tame when they're alive. So you paddy, you're allowed to redeem it. So according to the Tanakhama, Rabbi Yossi Omer, you cover. So since it was shechted and it was ready to be eaten when it became tame, it has the same halacha as food that you buy with Maaser Sheni money that becomes tame, which you're allowed to be poda. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, you got to bury it, because Rabbi Yossi holds that when you buy food with Maaser Sheni money and it becomes tame, it has to be buried. You're not allowed to be poda it. So that's the same machlokas we've already had in the last Mishnah, where Rabbi Yehuda paskin that food that you buy with Maaser Sheni money, you can't be poda in Yerushalayim, and Rabbi Yossi holds like Rabbi Yehuda in that regard. In this case, Rabbi Yehuda actually disagrees with Rabbi Yossi and would hold like the Tanakhama, though, because Rabbi Yehuda holds, based on a pasuk in the Torah, that when Maaser Sheni money is spent on a live animal, then you're always allowed to redeem the meat. It's only Rabbi Yehuda in the last Mishnah was really only about produce, but Rabbi Yossi is taking Rabbi Yehuda's shita one step further. And then we have a third nachlokas, lekachu shachut v'nitma. If a person buys an animal that was already shechted, he didn't shecht it; it was already shechted, and then it became tameh, then harehu kaperos. Then it's like any other produce that you buy with Maaser Sheni money, which is the machlokas we had in the last Mishnah, that according to the Chum, you're allowed to be poded, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to bury it, because since you bought the deer after it was already shechted, it's considered regular meat, and it's like any other food. It's not no special status of a behemoth. It's just like any other food. Meat is just like would be just like vegetables in that regard. So again, Mishnah Yud taught us that if food that was bought with Maaser Sheni money became tamei, Rabbi Yehuda says you cannot be poda it, and the Chum say you can, and the Chum said of course you should be able to be poda it. If you could be poda real Maaser Sheni, you should for sure be able to be poda this. And Rabbi Yehuda said no, we're more makel with real Maaser Sheni itself sometimes. And then in Mishnah Yud Aleph, we learned three machlokas tanaim. We learned if you buy a deer with Maaser Sheni money, and then the deer dies after you bought it with Maaser Sheni money, Tanakhama says you got to bury the whole thing, including the hide. And Rabbi Shimon says you could still be poded it. We said if you buy a live deer and you shecht it, and then it becomes tame, so then the Tanakhama says you could be poded it. But Rabbi Yossi says no, you cannot. You have to bury it. And then we said that if you buy a live deer, I'm sorry, you buy a deer that is already shechted, not that it dropped dead, so it's an avela. No, it's shechted, so it's kosher, but not that you shechted it either. By the time you bought it, it was already just a regular meichel, so then it has the same machlokas that we had in Mishnah Yud, the same machlokas as to whether you could be poda it or yikaver. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Gimel Mishnah Yud Beis, and Be'ez Hashem will finish the third parak of Maseches Maaser Sheni.